Good morning. I want to welcome you here this morning to our worship service. Glad you all are here and talking and having a good time of fellowship. It's good to hear. So we're going to start off with a little announcements this morning. Congratulations to Grace and Stephen May. I even asked before, and I still messed it up. But Elias Martin was born on November 13. He weighed 7 pounds and 12 ounces. Okay, so that's a huge blessing to the Peterson family, I'm sure. So that was a lot of people praying, and it all went okay, I think. So we have our Thanksgiving community service today at the Trinity Lutheran Church at 4. So you guys can remember that and show up at 4 at the Trinity Lutheran Church. Pastor Jim is speaking at that. Then our Thanksgiving Eve service is this week as well, because there's Thanksgiving this week. And we're doing that here at the church at 7. And we're taking a love offering during that time. Then Sunday School Christmas program, it's coming up on the 17th. Just keep making note of the fact that there's Christmas program practice during the Sunday School hour and all those times. And then there's the sign-up meal for the popovers. That sign-up sheet's out there. There's getting full, but it's not too full. So keep coming. It'll be fun. And then there's still the Meals on Wheels sign-up sheet, too. I saw that there's one name out there, but there's a few other places to sign up to do that. And then we're looking for a 2024 church verse. So if you have any suggestions to do that, for that, to give it to the elders here soon. Are there any other announcements this morning? If not, we're going to go to our call to worship, and it's from 1 Chronicles 16:8. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all of his wondrous works, glory in his name, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice."
Again, we welcome you to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books, we're going to sing together number 563, either your hymn book or your look up on the screen. And if you'll stand with me, please. Number 563, "Count Your Blessings." When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does a cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven or your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Very good singing. If you would greet one another, let each other know they're glad you're here. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before one another. Got an update from Brad Hahn. He said it's this morning, this week, he and Jolene went up to Mayo's for some more testing, and he wanted to share a praise this morning that the cancer has disappeared. We would ask for continued prayer for the abdominal pain. The doctors think that it is related to the accident he had with the horse, so they are trusting God through this journey. And I know that is a huge praise that we join with them and celebrate what God is doing in their life, and as well as continued healing from that accident he had. Maybe some of the hardware is causing some issues. So other prayer requests or praises. Yeah, Bob.
Praise for the 57th wedding anniversary.
It is a huge praise. Congratulations. 57th anniversary for Ron and June, and grateful for the years that God has blessed you with and the legacy and continued many more years. Other prayer requests or praises. Huge praise yesterday that Chris Haas and Maria Thompson got married, and so now Mr. and Mrs. Chris Haas. So, and Randy, you did a fine job. It wasn't too hard to remember, was it?
No.
Okay. From your July wedding, and but we do pray for Chris and Maria as they launch into life together. Heidi. So Marley and Marissa, they kind of sat over in this area throughout the summer months that they worked here. They're on their way back today to South Africa, and we'll be praying for their trip. And also just the continued encouragement for our church family to that
we demonstrate hospitality and friendliness, and it's nice to hear that praise. Other prayer requests or praises? You have to give me your first name again.
Bo.
Okay, there we go. Bojana. So Anita's niece, Bojana, is doing much better, and we continue to pray that she has rheumatoid arthritis, and so we pray, continue to pray for her. Other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunity of gathering together to worship, that as we look at the calendar, we see that Thanksgiving is on Thursday, and we look around in the stores and in our culture, and sometimes it seems that this holiday either is barely mentioned as we get into the Christmas season, but Father, it is right and good to be able to step aside and to be thankful for the blessings. And as it comes right at our harvest time, we are thankful for the harvest that you have been providing for our families, continued safety with the dry conditions of the crops and sometimes the wind that has come up, but also for the bountiful harvest. We pray for the families and the equipment and the stress that this brings upon both families and equipment. We just ask that you would continue to bless. Father, we also face challenges, and you've told us that we are to count it all joy when we face various trials. The world wants to produce and tell us about happiness. You tell us about joy and peace. And even in the midst of great heartache, you tell us that we're not to be anxious for anything, but to pray, to bring our supplications, that the peace of God may guard our hearts and our minds. And that is what I ask, that as we lift up these requests to you, we'd be reminded that you listen and you are active. We join with Brad and Jolene in the praise of safety in their travels to Mayo's, as well as the results, and one of being cancer-free. It has been a long journey of the treatment starting in May for Brad, and we pray that you continue to give him the energy he needs for the strength, for the work that you've called him to do, and now for moving forward, we pray with them about maybe some of the hardware that's causing issues, that you would give wisdom to the doctors, but bring more relief to Brad as the days go by. Father, we lift up our other families. We think of Chris and Maria as they start on life together. We're grateful for how you have brought them together and that you've promised to lead them. May their focus be totally on you and see each other as the helpmate that you have provided. We also lift up Bob's request for Ron and June, your faithfulness that it is one day at a time, and then the ability to look back over 57 years. We thank you for your faithfulness that demonstrates. We pray for Ron and June and their health issues, but also that each day they would grow closer to you and still closer to each other. Father, we lift up the many South Africans that work in our area and the opportunities we have as a community to minister to them, but also to appreciate their work ethic. And we pray for Marley and Marissa as they head back to South Africa today for safety in their travels and for the months ahead. We pray for the country of South Africa and the unrest that is there, that you would intervene. We sometimes focus on areas which are important of Ukraine and Israel, but there's also great turmoil in South Africa, and we pray that you would bring a just resolution, and Father, that you would protect lives there. Father, we lift up Anita's niece, Bo, and her battle with rheumatoid arthritis, that you would heal and continue to give her better days than struggle days. Father, we also lift up the ministries that you have entrusted to us. We pray for Club Rock and grateful for each one that comes and volunteers and each of our students that we get to invest in their lives and their families. Thank you for our youth group. We thank you for Pastor Abe and Diana as they minister and their volunteers that have come alongside of them as they reach out to the youth of our community. Father, we pray also for our missionaries that you would be with Skip and Betty, especially for Skip's health in these days, that you would help him to not only be comfortable, but also to know that you are an ever-present help, that Betty would see your sustaining hand and gain strength. Father, we thank you for their faithfulness and the ability for them to see the results of the years of sacrifice they have done on your behalf. And we continue to pray for the church they're part of would grow and be able to minister to others. Father, we do pray for our world and the many issues going on that you would help us to know how to pray, but also to know how to trust. Father, we thank you for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here in our area and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome. Glad to see you out this morning. I know it's a bit brisk out, but it'll warm up. Watching the updates and through the pictures and stuff of my grandparents, I've been thinking about them quite a bit lately, especially with Grandpa's health starting to fail. You know, as time goes, our time draws near. But I also think about just the legacy that he's left. Yeah. Hearing the stories. Different ways that they were watched over. From being at gunpoint to a gun not firing. When you take it to a blacksmith, they're turning it away, and it and it fires every round. To your boat sinking when that's your transportation up and down the river for your church services. You know, and just all the ways that God's hand has been on them, but it's been around us as well. But so it can be sad for us, I guess, but yet there's peace in knowing that his suffering will be done, and we'll get to see him again soon, one of these days, whenever that is. But stand and worship with us here a little this morning, please. Let's see if I can clear up.
Thank you.
come into this season of Thanksgiving. Not that we can't be thankful every day of the year, but we have a little bit more time to focus and reflect on things that we could be thankful for, things that we should be thankful for. If I can get things set here.
Thank you. Father, we do thank you for who you are, for your love for us, the blessings you give to us, most of all for the gift of salvation. And we pray as we look in your word now and we see the reminder that you have given us all things that we need for life and godliness, that we would just be reminded of that blessing and also encouraged to live our lives in a manner that's pleasing to you. In Jesus' name.